There are numerous rural municipalities located outside urban counties in Florida. These rural municipalities have seen an increase of construction, development, and real estate, and an influx of new residents due to COVID-19. Associate professor at the Harvard Business School, Raj Chaudhary, explained more about the work from anywhere schedule many offices are incorporating.
Many companies in the past few months have made announcements allowing employees to work from anywhere permanently. And the benefits are the following. For the employee, the benefit is you can relocate and live in a location of your choice. So you could move to a cheaper town. You could move closer to your family.
These municipalities provide immediate access to larger cities, lower cost or expenses, and space. For example, in Florida, these municipalities include, but are not limited to, Citrus, Center Hill, Dundee, Sumter, Polk, Hawthorne, Putnam, and Webster County. Property appraiser of Putnam County, Tim Parker, said that Putnam County has recently become more developed.
I believe that we probably have become a little bit more developed than in prior years.
In a recent survey from Gallup, nearly half of all U.S. adults said they prefer to live in a small town or rural area in 2020. That's a 9% point increase from 2018, when just 39% of respondents said the same. Therefore, the pandemic has accelerated population growth in suburban and rural areas. Over the course of the pandemic, people made long-term moves due to remote and virtual jobs becoming more prevalent. Because of this, the reasons to stay in urban cities for work were diminished. Michael Stone, co-founder and realtor for Stone's real estate firm, said that the real estate market has changed significantly in rural counties like Polk.
If we're talking about COVID and how that's affected that particular segment of the real estate market, it's obviously, you know, land is selling at a faster clip than it ever has been because developers are looking for places to start new subdivisions. You know, with COVID, we actually anticipated that the market was going to slow down, and it did the exact opposite. A lot of people, I think, fled those areas like California and New York just because they weren't able to get gainful employment or continue with their, you know, self-run businesses. And I think Florida is a more business-friendly state. So I think those people fled to this area for those particular reasons, but it definitely increased the demand, and the supply was just not there to support the demand, and it still tends to be that way.
With more development, rural areas in Florida are seeing an increase of chain stores, retail chains, retail outlets, and chain restaurants.
For example, a new Five Below Marshalls has come into a strip center. We have a new Captain D's, a new Taco Bell, a new Popeyes.
So, does this increase of chain stores in rural areas and counties make for competition between chains and small, independently owned businesses? Nate Drury is the owner of Culver's in three rural areas, Hernando, Pasco, and now a new location in Inverness. Drury likes Inverness because it is rural, but growing.
We have been looking up in Citrus County and Inverness and Lecanto now for a couple years. We were looking up there pre-pandemic. And, you know, even though it is a franchise, you know, it is owned by, you know, and I'm saying local, ma'am, and I do live 30 minutes away. But that's still very, very close. And all the people that we do hire are all going to be local. You know, we will hire 80 people, you know, right away. And that's awesome that, you know, we'll be able to give 80 jobs.
However, Drury does not think that an increase of chains will diminish business for independently owned businesses in rural areas.
I feel like chains sometimes have that bad, you know, I'm on all the local web pages or Facebook pages, you know, and when something is being built in Hernando County, I see a lot of, oh, it's a chain restaurant, you know, oh, shoot, I wish we would get something, a mom and pop type. And so, yeah, I do think that there is that, I think that conception that it is, you know, that it might take away from a mom and pop place, but we support other businesses because people support our business. So we support the mom and pop businesses. And I truly think that we both can have an equal chance at surviving alongside each other. You know, I think we can complement each other.
If anything, COVID-19 has brought rural areas an increase of construction, development, real estate, and an influx of new residents. This new increased influx of migration to rural areas changes how rural municipalities in America will continue to grow in the future.